CBA Mobile.
6DLX Mobile. Listening.
Yard.
JB4 CBA. What are you doing now?
Vegetation? I don't know. I'm sitting here nesting at Hobby Lobby waiting on the War Department.
Your CO has gone in and you're sitting in the car is basically what's going on.
Turn on that. I'm just the exec. She's the CO. Anyway, she's going in to buy some elastic to make more COVID-19 masks for my daughter.
Moving truck just pulled off, so I'm headed to the house, and my son-in-law locking up, and he'll be headed down to Somerville.
Where in the world's that at?
About an hour north of Charleston, more or less.
Two or three hours of driving then. Well, I'll tell you, we went into Costco's to get Bernice's hearing aid, and I thought maybe this would kind of go downhill to an intermediate level rather than saturation. And you know that place was full, and they're not limiting the amount of people. All the toilet paper was gone, which we didn't need, but I noticed that when you walked in the door. And I think almost every cart had paper towels. I don't understand the meaning of this, but at any rate, it's still crazy out there. And somebody said, well, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. Well, this is the first time I've ever said this in my life. So what? Where are you going to go? None of the celebrations or anything are happening, so I don't see the rush. The gas lines at Costco's was backed up for, I don't know how far, but a long ways.
Remember, that is what we all have to go to where it used to be.
I was just asking if you knew what their gas was selling for.
Well, I don't know, because I didn't get in line. I just won't do that. I'm retired. I don't have to. As a general rule, I went to Walmart. It was $1.36 at Walmart and Taylor's, and they're usually the cheapest around, next to maybe Costco's or Sam's. Go ahead, Bray.
Pausing for the commercial. N6CLX. Sorry. I'm just saying, what's Memorial Day celebrating? What's in memory? Oh, that's right. How life used to be.
Yeah, like it used to be. That's right. Well, this is Mike again, Dave. Go ahead.
Mike, welcome to the QSO here. We're just tearing up the airways. And, let's see, I don't get the toilet paper and paper towels and stuff. I don't get it.
Tim's, and it's $139.9, FYI.
Cheaper than Sam's. I got it for $136, Mike, down at Taylor's and Walmart. We don't live far from there, about, 6-7 miles, 8 miles maybe. And we're generally, if we go to Walmart, we go there rather than Greer. I just like it better. But it's always cheaper than it is just a couple of miles up the road there. And that's FYI. Go ahead, Nate.
Looking at GT's Express Mart here on, this is, what road is this? It's 123, right here at the intersection of Washington Avenue, and it's 129. But then you'll go down here about a mile or two, and it'll be, I mean, 269, I'm sorry. And No, I'm sorry, it is 169. And then you'll go a mile or two down the road, and it'll be 169. So 129, 169, I don't get that either.
What?
It just has to do with how much water you want in it.
Good point. Yeah. What they need to do is say some of that stuff like we used to use in our Navy airplanes there at San Diego. It was 115, 145. And they actually had some idiots steal some of that and put it in their car. So the rumor was, and it burnt the valves out of them, Dave.
I mean, you know, high octane, you don't need that much. And I think, I remember when the Hess station I worked at on East North in 291, we had 101 octane.
That's weird. Yeah, that's pretty hot stuff. You mentioned ethyl to anybody nowadays, and most of them don't know what you're talking about. I guess it could be ethyl Mertz on Jackie Gleason, wasn't it? I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, you had regular and ethyl back then.
Creation made that. The lead added. I'm still here. I'm just appalled at how many people want Chick-fil-A.
The line over there in Easley, where I was over in Powdersville, 253, I get my numbers mixed up, 153, was just unbelievable. And they have two lanes.
This morning when we was going down Wade Hampton, the one there in Taylor's was backed around, clear down to Publix and that. It was a mess. You couldn't hardly turn off of Wade Hampton.
Waving that stuff away or something. Of course, I remember we were talking last night, I think, about the gas wars back in 74. And some stations ran out of gas. And it was a big deal. And and one station there on the corner, right above the Hess station, he was right directly on the corner, east north 291. He was price gouging, and they made him give gasoline away. And you should have seen the cars lined up there. It was a mess. People were fighting. I mean, I'm surprised that people didn't pull out guns and start shooting.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, it would be 15-9, 19-9. Of course, that was back in the Neanderthal period.
Neanderthal, man. So you were a Neanderthal, huh? Boy, you must have evolved from the apes or something.
Nothing. Could be Cro-Magnon.
Oh, well. Well, I'm just glad they didn't go to 15% ethanol. They were talking about going to 15% ethanol for fuel for, you know, automobiles and at the gas pump, and that's just not going to work. They're going to have to reprogram all the PCMs, and I'm not going to pay somebody to reprogram my PCM to, you know, to, because that would set a check engine alive. It would be too lean. You know, it would set a lean code. And I forget what a lean code is. I used to know because I saw so many of them.
Well, that's a fact. That probably my head's working right, make it last even shorter periods than it already does. I know you buy lawnmower gas, and they say it's good for about 3 months. Well, in the wintertime, who does that? You know, keeps it, I put that stay bill in it, but I don't know how long that's good for. I never had a problem putting stay bill in it, or but any of my machines, I just shut the gas off and run the float chamber dry, and it's there comes Bernice. Well, I better unlock the door and let her in before she slaps me around, little Dave. This is N0TR.
Lex, I'm back. Sorry, had to order food, and then I was under a Faraday shield, otherwise known as a rain guard.
There's some people out here, they don't know how to drive. They need to have their driver's license revoked or something. They need to have something revoked. Oh, I'm glad I'm in a good mood today, because some of this stuff, driving here on some days has just pissed me off. I'd probably do something ugly. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say, Bill. What were we talking about? It was gasoline there, and then Tom was letting Bernice in the car, so he didn't get a beating. Let's see if he's still alive. Tom, pick it up.
I don't want to go that way. I'm over here in my Target in Hobby Lobby and got to get back out here on, I don't know what road that is, New Bernice. I think it's Old Rutherford, but that's what I call all the roads because I'm too dumb to memorize them. I don't have to as long as I got Susie stuck to the windshield here.
Some of the roads that I've driven down all my life, and I don't know the names of them, but of course I know the names of all the main roads, but some of the side roads and stuff, you know, you just don't pay attention, or I don't. Some of them, but anyway. So here I'm going by a Spink station. It's $1.49. So it went from $1.29 to $1.49, and I saw one up here. I'm on Rutherford Road now. I just turned off got onto Rutherford at Poinsett, and I think there's a station up here, 291 in Rutherford, that's $1.69. And so, you know, they're like 3 miles apart.
Okay, and 4BWA, where you at, Tom?
Coming up North Rutherford Road towards Locust Hill.
I'm Tarjay, and I thought you was on Wade Hampton because I'm trying to get out of the Lowe's.
Well, I was in the parking lot in front of Hobby Lobby there, down by where Panera Bread used to be, and come out of the back way there and come up North Rutherford all the way up till it gets back to 101. But you know how these roads are down here, Steve. I don't understand these southerners at times. You get up to a red light, which we call them stoplights in Kansas, and it'll be one street name on this side of the road, and then you cross the street and it changes just to confuse us old folks.
Who invited you in the conversation anyway, Steve? KB4CPA.
Well, I just figured I'd add a little bit of style and class to the conversation.
This is a democracy. Can we take a vote?
All in favor? Question has it.
This is like the old days. A repeater with people on it. M6CLX.
Well, I can take a hint.
The other station is N6CLX Mike, Steve. He might want to say good morning to you.
Good Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I'm old.
Me too.
Well, I'm old too because I called Mike Bill. Sorry, Mike.
I'll forgive you. N6PLX. I just came from the dentist, so I'm a little loopy anyway.
That went well. Well, I heard Dave swear a while ago, and he's a minister. Shame on you.
I did not swear. What did I say?
Papa, India, Sierra, Echo, Delta. That went right over his head, Steve. Go ahead.
Mike, how is the happy juice?
Happy juice? I just stuck with a needle about a dozen times. I look like I've had a stroke.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, I went to my dentist. When I first went to this guy the first time, I told him, I said, listen, don't give me a full shot of that Novocaine stuff because it works too good on me. So he gave me 3/4, and my face stayed numb from the bottom of my eyeball down to the bottom of my neck for a half a day until midnight that night. The next time I went, I said, man, give me half of that. He did, and it lasted about half as long. And finally, I talked him into giving me about a quarter of what a normal person gets, and that worked okay. He says, you're going to hurt bad. I said, no, son, that stuff works.
That's because you had too many rims of radiation for so many years.
My hair went.
Normal person.
That way, Mike.
That's how my wife finds me in the dark. My neck glows.
And he still looks that way, Mike.
Sort of like that once. We used to say, he was in the Air Force, though. We used to say that he popped the ejector seat with a closed canopy too many times.
Me.
I heard about a guy that did that on the hangar deck one time on a carrier. That was a bad day for him. He had a big spot on the flight deck on the bottom of it.
I've heard they lose 1 to 3 every cruise, but not that way.
Mike, I was in a bad spot.
Sorry, I've heard that they lose 1 to 3 guys every cruise, but it's never that way.
Or is that injuries,
Tad? But it's possible. Whenever you got 5,500 guys or more, it's very definitely possible. My brother was a personnelman, and he used to tell me how many passed away, every month in the service. And I don't mean from battle, I mean just from regular causes. Because, oh gosh, I forget how many 100,000 you had back then, so it does happen. But those ejection seats, that would be bad, I can tell you that for sure. Well, Dave, get some rhythm going back here again. Go ahead, this is N0TR.
I'd start singing, but you're not supposed to have any music on ham radio, because that brings up a song. But I've often wondered about what it would be like to, punch out of a jet going Mach 3, and who knows what's going on. You're in a flat spin or who knows what. The jet's on fire, whatever. And I can't imagine. That's got to be a ride, and you get sometimes they get injured, they get a leg broken or something like that, and that would probably be the last thing I'd want to do in a jet.
A video you can find on the internet of an ejection from an SR-71 at plus Mach 3, and one of the guys didn't make it.
I've never heard anybody ejecting at those speeds unless they were in an enclosed capsule. But very, very, very extremely rare that any plane goes over Mach 2 anyways. But the ejection is one of the last things they want to do because it puts them out of flying for quite a little bit. And maybe forever, because it compresses the discs in their spine, for one thing, Dave. And plus the other things, like you say, the injuries from legs and that. But nowadays, they can eject from any orientation. And when I was in, they could actually eject from the runway in a Martin Baker. If you attained a certain speed, you could eject. Now I think you could from a dead standstill, but it's like getting shot with a rocket, you know?
It's called an ACES 2.
This could be an Air Force jockey. Go ahead.
I said 4WRO down here in Easley. Yeah, F-16s, F-15s have the ACES 2 seat. 00, you can pull the handle and you're going up.
I never flew in anything that would break the sound barrier in the Navy. Anyways, nice to meet you this morning. I'll let you take over with these guys here. Rough crowd, Ma, I'm telling you. Dave, good to hear you. And Mike, good to hear you. And Steve, same thing. Say 73s, and we are home. This is N0TR, clear.
I will tell Bernice to make you behave, and good to talk to you. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, Tom, I hope the next time I see you, you don't have any dents in your head from observations of other females out there. Oh, take it easy, bud, and what's for lunch? I'll catch you later. KN4, VWA.
Click CLX.
Someone get in there. He sounded interesting. Like, nothing like you guys.
Hello, N4WRO.
Nice to meet you, N4WRO. My name's Tom, and I'm N0TR. Like to talk to you, but 73s. Catch you all down the line.
Okay, Tom, we'll catch you later. Yeah, first name here is Bill.
N4WRO. We're still here. We was late waiting for you to chime in and expound.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just an old retired Air Force guy. I've been sitting here listening to you guys all morning, running some FT-8 on HF.
Lot of fun. When did you come out?
In 91.
Were you ever stationed down at Charleston?
Nope. I was down there quite a bit, but I retired out of Shaw down there in Sumter.
Well, the Air Force does fly in and out of Charleston quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah, you got Charleston Air Force Base there. It's a joint facility. Air Force on one side, civilian on the other.
Yeah, I was just going on with you a little bit about that. I was kind of checking you out because I was wondering if you were there during the time that a friend of mine, was wing commander down there. His name was Ted Bishop. He passed away recently. He was a fine man. And he retired in 80 or 81, I believe it was.
Yeah, no, I didn't know him.
Taking over the wing down there at Charleston, and I believe he was there on base for, I think, three or four years before his retirement. And before that, you had mentioned an SR-71, and before he was restricted from being pilot in command with his rank, he managed to get in an SR-71.
Now, what did he retire as? One star, Bird Colonel?
CLX. Guys, I'm at home. I'm going in. I've had a heck of a morning. N6 CLX. 73.
Yeah, I got to punch out, too. Speaking of punching out, ejecting. 73's two ball, KB4 CPA.
Okay, guys, be safe. Talking about Charleston, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I had a phone call. I'll be right back in there.
Roger, roger.
Hey, a little phone call interruption there, guys. Are you still in there?
4WRO.
Fantastic. I own a building over on Batesville Road behind Michelin, and with all this rain, it completely overran my septic tank.
Oh, Lord, that's got to be a mess.
With the truck, he's going to be there shortly, and I've got a little chore I've got to do before I can head back down there, but he's going to come and do that today for me, get the building squared away.
Well, I was looking, in the last 3 days, we've had 9.52 inches of rain here at the house. Yesterday was the big one, 5.99.
Wow. Well, I was asking this septic tank service guy if anybody else was having the same kind of issues. If I was the only one, he says, fella, we've been running from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. at night. And he said, yesterday evening, he had two brand spanking new houses that they had 1,000-gallon tanks for each house. And he took 4,000 gallons of water off of the two of them. And he's got to go, and he had to go back again this morning, and it had filled up again.
Out, I mean, the ground is just saturated. There's nowhere for that water to go out of the tank into the drain field.
I tell you something. I passed the waterfall or the dam there at Appalach on 357. I have never seen water coming over the top of that dam like that. It's crazy.
We're not in the same condition as them folks up there in Michigan where that dam broke.
I used to live in West Virginia, and the first thing my daddy taught me was don't buy no bottomland, son. You'll get washed away. It's inevitable. And up in those mountains, you know, it's just like a funnel. It come a really good hard rain, and it just all washes right down into the bottoms. So since then, I have never bought a piece of property that was not at least 50 or 75 feet above floodplain.
Your daddy sound like a smart man, because that is true.
Cut on out on us.
I don't know all you guys by first name yet. I haven't put enough names and call signs together yet.
Uh-huh. Well, he was KB4CBA. And he and I went to high school together. And how long you lived in this area?
We moved down to Sumter in 82, 84, somewhere in that range. And then we moved up here to Easley about 16 years ago.
Okay. Well, so do you like it? Apparently you stayed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I retired for the second time up here about 2 years ago. After I left the Air Force, I went to work for Bosch. I ran their IT department, and I wound up running their IT department up here at the Anderson plant, Fountain End plant, Greer plant. And about 2 years ago, I said, enough's enough. I'm done.
Yeah, so what are you, 65, 66?
I'll be 67 next week.
How about that? Yeah, I turned 65 October.
Maybe 4 CPA.
Hey, there he is. Now, Mike, that's David. KB4 CBA. He's one of them on here that we went to school together. As a matter of fact, there ought to be another one in there. N4MMW should be in there somewhere because he's on his way up to my place. And are you in there, Jimmy, with us?
Hanging in here listening to all y'all ratchet, y'all. Coming up on Appalach.
Hey, bud, as you go by there on 357, take a look at the water coming over that dam. I ain't never seen it shooting out over the dam by 3 or 4 feet.
ago, maybe more. We had a lot of rain, more than this, and saw it coming out. So, yep, I'm on the way. Now, do you need to turn around and go back over yonder to the office?
No, I told that man I'd be back over there by 2:15, which means I need a half hour to get back over there, which means we're going to have, if you're passing the mill, that means you'll be at my place by about 1:00, and we can get this done pretty quick because that radio's all set and ready to go. We'll transmit with it and let you use it a second and get the stuff together, and we'll be all set.
Okay, all right. Y'all carry on. Yeah, that was a lot of water coming over that dam. I would not want that thing to break. That would be ugly. All right, y'all take care. I'm on the way, and I'm going to be sitting on side. N4MMW.
Hey, Mike, that's another one that went to high school with us. We all went to high school together. And Jimmy graduated in 72, and David and I graduated in 73. And there's another bunch of, few more of us that are in there that went to school together. Listen, have you checked in on the 146-610 net?
No, I never have. And it's Bill, not Mike. I don't know where you got the mic at.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that from N0TR, Tom. Okay. And Bill, have you checked in on that net? It's 9 o'clock every night.
Don't let them kid you. It's your senior moment coming through. W1RER.
2HX has punched out when I did.
Now, see, Bill, that's what happens when you get a bunch of knotheads all on the radio together at the same time. That's old WR8RW. That's Richard. And I guess that was David that doubled up in there with him. So anyhow, yeah, you need to check out the net. It's a pretty good bunch of people. And it's the oldest running 2-meter net in the U.S., I do believe.
KB2HXS. Not the conversation, just want to say hello. And my name is David. Unbelievable or not. We're the wife and I are up in the area this weekend to check a few things out, so I hope you don't mind me getting on a repeater with you.
No, sir. All welcome on this thing. Glad to have you up here touristing it around. And the other David is KB4CBA. He's still in there. You in there, David?
I'm back in the car on the garage. I guess you can hear the backup alarm telling me I'm getting ready to hit something. Well, welcome, David, and so let's see, and Bill's in here, too.
A lot of David's on here, KO4AOW.
Not another one. Hey, Bill, I tell you what, we may have to find us another frequency to go off on, too.
Nah, the more the merrier. I got a question for you guys. Anybody, is there any DMR activity around here?
There is some. Doggone it, I forgot which repeater it is. I'm pretty sure the Spartanburg repeater does DMR. Look it up in the repeater book. You're familiar with the repeater book. Look it up, and it'll tell you right quick, like, which one is and which one isn't. But this one here is not.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered. I was thinking about maybe picking up a little HT with DMR on it just to play with.
KN4 WQQ has got a E-tone, I believe it is. He works his off of his Wi-Fi, but he did say that there is another tower somewhere in this area that he can hit with his handheld from Malden and work his DMR that way when he's out and about.
Yeah, that was a perfect double, guys.
Second double. Jump in there.
Go for AOW. I was just saying there is a digital repeater in Spartanburg. I don't know the frequency off the top of my head, but it's part of what's called the SC HART system, which is that's all over the state, link digital repeaters. They have a website. I think it's like schart.net or something like that.
Get that one.
I think, Bill, and I couldn't recall what the frequency is on it, but if you go over to the repeater book, it's in the repeater book. And if I'm not mistaken, there's one up on Caesar's Head besides this one that is a DMR also.
KB2H access real quick.
Go.
All right. Well, FYI, we're moving up here eventually, and I got to step out, guys, so I'll check back in a little bit later. Thanks, sir, for letting me come in. KB2H access will be out of here for a bit.
Okay, glad to hear you. Anytime, drop in and holler.
Time, and when you get moved in, jump back in with us, and just, hey, more the merrier, like he said. It's a good bunch up here.
Pain in everybody's butt. KB2H access.
Oh, you and I are going to get along good. Hey, Bill, listen, jump into that net we have there at 9 o'clock every night on this frequency. It's a good bunch, too. And they do all kinds of stuff. That's too bad you're all over in Easley. They got a Greer Amateur Radio Club, and they meet in Greer, and that's a real good bunch, too.
Them guys. Yeah, I just looked this up. Looks like Clemson and the repeater up on Glassy Mountain is all DMR.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, I've destinated here at the house, and I've got to do a little bit of wrangling around so that I can remain on schedule within 4MMW, and I'm going to go ahead and bow out. In 4MMW, I am at the QTH, and I'll be ready for you. This is KN4VWA, and I'll be clear. Y'all carry on, and I enjoyed the conversation today.
Talking to you. I'm going to step back here on the side, too. N4WRO.